Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, February 21st. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. A landmark property tax relief bill passed both chambers of the legislature this week. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements reports contentious debate led to 21 amendments.
After House lawmakers amended the bill last week to make the property tax cuts more targeted for individual counties, they voted to undo those changes and bring it closer to its original language. The bill now exempts 50% of residential property up to a home's first $1 million in assessed value. Rock Springs Representative Cody Wiley theorized that Wyoming Freedom Caucus members met behind closed doors between last week's amendment and now and decided to change course.
This is what happens when you're bringing politics into the decisions that are going to shape our children's future. This is what happens when you make a decision in a meeting room somewhere not on this floor.
Point of order.
I can't do it.
Freedom Caucus endorsed Representative Ken Pendergraft disagreed.
I believe that the last comments were impugning the motives. What we're trying to do here. What we're trying to do here is find something that we can all agree on and get it passed.
The bill now goes back to the Senate, where a joint conference committee might be called to reconcile differences between the two versions. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Chris Clements in Cheyenne.
Wyoming's congressional delegation recently introduced a bill to keep the Postal Service's processing and delivery centers running across the country. That despite recent efforts to consolidate to cut costs. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more.
The Postal Act would prevent the USPS from closing, consolidating, or downgrading processing and distribution centers if that closure would leave a state without any center at all. It's in response to the USPS Delivering for America plan, which could close Wyoming's two centers in Cheyenne and Casper. But the plan's rollout has been delayed. Representative Harriet Hageman explained more in a video posted to her social media accounts.
The Postal Act is designed to make sure that we are able to retain a processing and distribution center in Wyoming so that our mail is not going to be processed in Denver and Billings.
A recent analysis from the Postal Regulatory Commission found that the Delivering for America plan could significantly delay mail delivery to more rural places. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
A stretch of I-80 near Green River has reopened following a deadly multi-vehicle wreck last week. The westbound tunnel where the crash happened remains closed. Traffic heading in both directions is being sent through the eastbound tunnel. Drivers should expect delays. The Wyoming Department of Transportation has put concrete barriers between the lanes and lowered the speed limit to 35 miles an hour through the area. There is also a 10.5-foot width and 16-foot height restriction on vehicles. YDOT is continuing to work on the westbound tunnel with no projected reopening date yet. The agency reminds drivers to drive cautiously and be aware of roadside workers and vehicles. A new poll of Mountain West voters shows broad support across the political spectrum for public lands and the agencies that manage them. This comes just days after the Trump administration fired thousands of federal workers at national forests and parks. Rachel Cohen from the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
The annual Conservation in the West poll by Colorado College surveyed more than 3,000 voters from the eight Mountain West states in early January. Respondents were generally fans of the federal agencies that manage public lands. The National Park Service scored the highest marks with an 86% approval rating, while the Environmental Protection Agency took the lowest score of those mentioned with 61%. Dave Metz is an opinion researcher who worked on the survey.
When the public thinks about the role that these agencies play and the level of resources that should be invested in their work, they are strongly supportive of maintaining the commitment that the country has shown to protecting its forests, its parks, its fish and wildlife.
Three quarters of voters, including two out of three supporters of the Make America Great Again movement, said they're against cutting funding to those agencies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The Rocky Mountains are drier than normal for this time of year. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau that it is raising concerns about water levels in reservoirs that supply farms and cities in our region.
The vast majority of the Colorado River starts as mountain snow. Two-thirds of that falls in Colorado, where totals have been lagging behind average for this time of year. Colorado Climate Center Director Russ Schumacher says recent storms have helped only slightly.
The odds are tilted towards the not great outcomes in terms of water supply and drought as we look out into the spring.
There's still plenty of winter left. Snowpack typically doesn't peak until April. States that use Colorado River water are caught in a standoff about how to share it, and dry conditions are likely to make their talks even harder. I'm Alex Hager.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A classic rock album cover has led to the creation of a new photography exhibit. Wildfile reports photographer Robert Frank drove throughout the U.S. taking images for a book in 1955 to 56. While he spent some time in Wyoming, those pictures weren't even published. But recently, archivist Robin Everett noticed a cropped version of one Wyoming photograph on the cover art of a Rolling Stones album. That led her down a rabbit hole that resulted in a new exhibit of Frank's works from the state at the Wyoming State Archives. A new initiative in Rock Springs is helping women and older adults get the menstrual and incontinence products they need. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports the YWCA Victims Advocacy Center started Operation Dignity to raise period poverty awareness and promote health and hygiene for everyone. A University of Wyoming professor has been selected to join the Department of State's U.S. Speaker Program. The program connects American experts with global audiences to create partnerships to solve international issues. John Kaprowski will emphasize the importance of interdisciplinary approaches to environmental challenges. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's trivia question. Who were the Black 14 and when did the Black 14 incident occur? Send us your answers for all five of this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com by Sunday at noon. We'll crown three winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. And while you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.